A biomass energy company subsidized by Maine taxpayers continues to struggle, and loggers say Storage Solar isn't paying them for wood they've delivered to its plants. But as Fred Bever reports, another biomass energy company eligible for the incentives is hitting its targets.
George Moon is a fourth-generation logger and owner of TJ Timber Products in Hancock. It's a three-person outfit that's seen hard times in recent years as Maine paper mills have shut down. He says he hasn't been paid since April for wood fuel he's delivered to Storage Solar's Jonesboro biomass plant. His tab, he says, is now nearly $50,000. Meantime, he's had to pay the down east landowners whose properties he's logged.
So I had to go borrow the money from the bank, you know, so I could pay my landowners their stumpage so I didn't get in trouble that way. And I've worked with my creditors, you know, until I can, you know, play catch up and, you know, get back on my feet and everything and recoup what I've lost. If they pay me.
Storage Solar officials could not immediately be reached for comments, and one top manager has recently left the company, according to a Bangor Daily News report. Dana Duran, executive director of the Professional Logging Contractors of Maine, says Storage Solar hasn't paid at least three other logging companies for several weeks, and the companies are owed an amount that's now in the six figures. Duran points out that the problem first came to light 5 months ago.
The frustration with contractors that have continued to deliver to Storage Solar since the first issue arose in March is that the same issue that was brought up then is not being rectified, and it continues, and in fact, it's probably getting worse.
Last year, the legislature authorized the use of up to $13.6 million of taxpayer funds over 2 years to incentivize operations by biomass facilities that met certain targets. Those could be energy production, retaining in-state employees, and procuring wood from in-state contractors. Storage Solar won the chance to qualify for half the incentives. By June, it had qualified for roughly $1 million, but it also missed targets that could have rewarded it with another $1.3 million. Meanwhile, it's a different story for the company that qualified for the other half of the incentive funds. Re-Energy Holdings, Inc. operates four facilities in Maine. Company spokeswoman Sarah Bogess says the plants in Ashland and Fairfield are meeting their targets.
Certainly market conditions remain challenging, but that contract has been a lifeline for these two facilities up in Arista County, and we appreciate it very much.
And Tim Richards, the wood sourcing manager for ReEnergy's Maine plant, says thanks in part to the state incentives, the company will take and pay for as much wood grown in Maine as contractors can deliver.
We pay for our materials every week like clockwork. And not only that, I mean, ever since this subsidy kicked in, we have not refused one single Maine ton from a logger, a landmill, or a pellet mill that met our quality specifications. So we're open for business, and we pay our folks.
Down East logger George Moon says ReEnergy's plants are too far away to make it worthwhile to truck his biomass material to them. He stopped delivering to Storage Solar, and he's filed suit against the company. He wants the company to succeed, he says, but he needs to protect himself in case Storage Solar goes bankrupt. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.